It's been about a year and a half since University of Vermont students stole the Black Lives Matter flag from a flagpole on the UVM campus. Since then, the student-led organization No Names for Justice has been working to shift the culture on campus. VPR's Tabitha Dudley reports that students say progress is slow.
So it started like this. 1 year ago, students handed administrators a petition with about 450 signatures. They demanded justice for the theft of the flag and updated diversity curriculum. As the movement progressed, the group focused on two demands. First, the renovation of diversity courses, or D1 classes, and second, mandatory diversity training for staff. Deanna Allos, a No Names for Justice leader, says these demands came from personal experiences that she and fellow classmates had in and out of class.
There were so many things happening for all of us during that time. Like, Angie and I were in a classroom where there was, like, a series of bias incidents.
So it's been a year since No Names gave the petition to administrators. Allos and others say progress is taking too long.
We're tired. And even just, like, the smallest things, the amount of effort that you have to put in to get it done is not proportionate to what you're getting. It's still things that need to be done, don't get me wrong, and I'm still gonna push, but I want to go in a room and just scream sometimes.
Associate professor in the UVM Department of Education, Cynthia Reyes, says she gets it. She understands that students are eager to see change, but wants them to know that it takes time.
We've had student focus groups. We've talked to students in the last 2 years about what is it that they see as effective in the D1 class. And so I think the problem there is that we probably should need to publicize that as best we can so students see that we really are trying.
UVM administration is declining to comment, saying they're in discussion with students. For Angie Crespo, co-leader of No Names, not all hope is lost. She says that one of her proudest moments came during one of the protests, where the leaders were able to see firsthand the support they had from the UVM community.
This is the most included I've ever felt on this campus. And to me, that was the most beautiful thing that could ever... That's what I want. I want my people to feel like they belong. This is theirs.
For Crespo and Allos, change on the UVM campus has felt slow, but Allos has a plan.
So we're talking about those of us who are here over the summer and beyond doing a mentorship program with underclassmen to develop them as leaders to pass on everything that we know.
She's making sure that the underclassmen are up for the task. For VPR News, I'm Tabitha Dudley.